It is time to go one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, Dave Spadaro, here at the NovaCare Complex. And, Coach, thanks for joining us, first of all. Preseason, what did it tell you about this football team? Everybody's excited about the Eagles, the Redskins, week one. What did preseason football tell you about the Eagles?
I think it gave us an opportunity to evaluate the players on our roster, you know, being a new staff and having a lot of new players here. You know, we got a chance to put them in live game situations and see how they responded, and it gave us a good idea, especially, you know, with the cuts coming and what we had to do at cutdown day. The fact that you can play four preseason games with officials against other teams, you know, gave you a pretty good indication of hopefully what we're going to have for a football team this year.
This offense is obviously, it's a lot of new for the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you feel the group has responded to your demands, tempo and precision, everything you want offensively?
They've been great. You know, since day one, I've said that they've bought into everything that we've been teaching as a group, and you know, they're fully invested in this. They know that the work they put in the offseason, the work they put in preseason camp is going to pay off when the season comes around.
Michael Vick is the starting quarterback, of course, outstanding preseason. You came in, you said you're going to have no preconceptions about him. Talk about what he has shown you, and are there a couple of areas that he's really grown a lot since you've worked with him?
You know, the first thing that strikes you when you see Mike, especially the first time you see him on the field, is just his skill set. You know, he can throw the ball as well as anybody. It jumps off his hand. He's got velocity on it that not many people that have ever played this game have. He also has great feet. He's got escapability. He can move around and keep plays alive in the pocket. Can deliver ball in tight spaces. And then just the biggest thing with Mike that you saw was just a growth and an improvement as he just kept learning the system. And, you know, he's been in a couple different systems because he's been on a couple different teams in this league. So, you know, but his willingness to learn, his passion for the game of football was evident since the first day we saw him.
What's the mentality that you want this football team to have?
I want them to be fearless, you know, to go out there. I think, you know, great teams are fearless. You know, it's a game of many, many, many plays, you know, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. But I want our team to play from a fear of failure, not from a fear of failure, but from a desire to excel. You know, and I think when people go out there and they're scared to play the game and they're scared to make a mistake, that they play passive. And I don't want our guys to play passive. I want our guys to play aggressive. Are mistakes going to happen? Yeah, they're going to happen. But I don't want our guys to worry about that. I want our guys to be fearless, to play the game with aggression, to play the game hard, the way the game's supposed to be played. And I think that's on us as coaches to put them in those situations in practice where they get a chance to experience those things so that when they go out in the game, that they're just going out and they're playing.
It's a young team, a young roster. You've got some rookies who look like they're going to make an immediate impact. How does the rookie class look to you, specifically Lane and Zach, who appear to be ready to make, you know, a lot of impact here?
Well, there's a lot of them. You know, there's Lane, there's Zach, there's Benny Logan, there's Earl Wolf, there's Jordan Poyer in the secondary, and then, you know, we had some young contributions from some undrafted free agents. You're going to see Damon Square, you're going to see Jake Knott. So I think as a group, they all got a great mindset. You know, they came in here and wanting to compete, and we gave everybody the opportunity to compete when they got in here, and they took advantage of it. So, you know, Lane's going to start at right tackle. You're going to see a lot of Zach Ertz, but you'll see those other guys too. So we're excited to see how they play.
Defense, coming along, a lot of new pieces, new scheme. Where is it in its development?
It's where it's got to be because we don't have any more days as we prepare for the Redskins. So, you know, I think our players will compete and will can play hard and play with great effort. You know, they've got a good understanding of what Billy's trying to get accomplished now. We'll make sure the game plan's enough where those guys, we can kind of make sure we're sound in every area, but that we let our guys go out and play and compete. Like I said, if we're giving them too much, I think sometimes you got them thinking too much on the field, and we don't want them thinking, we want them reacting.
Outstanding performance from special teams, Dave Phipp and his group in preseason. Big plays, great coverage, kicking game solid, big part of the game. And I guess you're very pleased, I'm guessing here, with the way that group's coming along?
Yeah, I mean, but it's the preseason, so, you know, you'll see what it's like when you get into the game. But I think what I am pleased with is their effort, their attention to detail, and how hard they practice, because it's a huge factor for us. And we emphasize it every day. You know, a lot of the roster spots in this team are earned because of special teams, because, you know, when you're a backup, you have to be able to play teams. And if you're a backup and you're not starting on teams, then we've got to find somebody else, because when you go on the game day and you only got 46 guys on the roster, you better make sure that every single one of them is playing for you.
Coach, you spent a lot of time studying the Redskins. What makes them so good?
They got a quarterback that's not too
bad.
Not
a bad player.
Not a bad player. You know, I think he's one of the more dynamic players in this league just because he can beat you with his arm and with his leg. He's also very intelligent. You know, when you see him making decisions out there, he's making quick decisions and getting the ball out of his hands. Really impressed with the running back. I think he's a great fit for their scheme. They're a zone run operation that you know, Coach Shanahan has run when he was with the Broncos. They're kind of known for their athletic up front. They got a group of receivers that really complement them real well. Some speed guys that can take the, you know, take the secondary deep. And what ends up happening, I think people devote so much time to the run game, whether it's RG3 or the running back. They crowd the line of scrimmage and they can beat you over the top. So it's a real sound offense, and that's the biggest thing going into it, is that we need to neutralize that attack.
It's a great way to start the season. Eagles Redskins Monday Night Football. Chip Kelly in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you, Coach. Good luck on Monday night.
Thank you.